Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In All the Worst Humans, How I Made News for Dictators, Tycoons, and Politicians. Phil Elwood takes readers on a gripping journey through the murky waters of global politics, wealth, and power, showcasing his experiences in journalism. This book reveals the behind-the-scenes of how news is made, manipulated, and sometimes weaponized by some of the most influential and notorious figures in the world. Elwood, with his sharp wit and critical eye, elucidates the complex interplay between media and power, shedding light on the ethical quandaries journalists often face. Through firsthand accounts, interviews, and detailed analysis, he presents a world where truth is often stranger and more precarious than fiction. This book not only entertains but also educates, prompting readers to question the veracity and intentions behind the news they consume daily. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the role of journalism in shaping public opinion. Elwood delves into the significant impact journalism has on public opinion, highlighting instances where media coverage has either unveiled the misdeeds of those in power or, conversely, been maneuvered to shield them. He discusses the ethical responsibilities of journalists and the sometimes blurred lines they navigate between reporting and influencing. Through examples from his career, Elwood illustrates how journalists can shape political landscapes, sway public sentiment, and even affect the outcomes of elections. This section uncritically examines the weighty responsibility that comes with the pen and microphone, urging a discussion on the need for integrity, accuracy, and fairness in journalism. Secondly, manipulation of news by power brokers. Elwood provides an in-depth analysis of how news can be manipulated by those in power, including dictators, tycoons, and politicians. He shares insights into the strategies used to control narratives, such as media ownership, intimidation of journalists, and the creation of fake news. This topic explores the consequences of such manipulations for democracy and public trust in media. It examines the resilience and vulnerabilities of the free press within various political and economic systems, and how determined individuals can either uphold or undermine journalistic standards. Elwood's firsthand accounts serve as a testament to the ongoing battle for truth in an era of widespread misinformation. Thirdly, the ethical dilemmas of reporting. Phil Elwood sheds light on the ethical dilemmas journalists frequently encounter, from deciding whether to publish sensitive information to dealing with sources who may have dubious motives. This section questions the moral boundaries of journalism, pondering over the right to privacy versus the public's right to know. Elwood shares personal experiences of wrestling with such dilemmas, providing a rare glimpse into the decision-making processes behind headline stories. He discusses the importance of maintaining a journalistic code of ethics in the face of pressure from powerful entities and the public's often insatiable appetite for scandalous news. This topic is a deep dive into the conscience of a newsroom, revealing the complex judgments reporters and editors make every day. Fourthly, impact of digital media on news consumption. This topic explores the seismic shift in how news is consumed and distributed in the age of digital media, as seen through Elwood's lens. He analyzes the move from traditional print and broadcast mediums to online platforms, social media, and instant messaging apps. The discussion includes the challenges of maintaining journalistic standards in the digital age, where speed often trumps accuracy and sensationalism can overshadow substantial reporting. Elwood reflects on the double-edged sword of digital media, its power to democratize information, and its role in the proliferation of misinformation and echo chambers. He offers insights on navigating the new media landscape while safeguarding the principles of credible journalism. Lastly, the future of journalism. In a forward-looking exploration, Elwood speculates on the future of journalism in an ever-evolving media landscape. He considers the impact of emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and virtual reality on news reporting and consumption. This section discusses the potential for innovative storytelling techniques and immersive experiences, while also addressing the ethical and practical challenges they present. Elwood reflects on the need for journalists to adapt to new tools and platforms without compromising the core values of their profession. He underscores the importance of investigative journalism and fact-checking in upholding democracy and fostering an informed society. In conclusion, Phil Elwood's All the Worst Humans is a must-read for anyone interested in the interplay between media, politics, and power. It offers critical insights for aspiring journalists, political scientists, and the general public alike. By pulling back the curtain on the complexities and challenges of reporting in today's world, Elwood equips readers with a deeper understanding and appreciation for the role of journalism in shaping society. This book serves as a clarion call for the importance of integrity, courage, and resilience in the pursuit of truth. It's a testament to the idea that well-informed, ethical journalism is one of the pillars of a healthy democracy and a vital counterbalance to the machinations of the worst humans. For anyone looking to navigate the modern media landscape with a critical eye or understand the behind-the-scenes workings of global newsmaking, this book is an invaluable resource. If you would like to support Phil Elwood, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.